The suspension comes after parents sent the district several hundred emails concerned about questionable content in some of the books, which included sex scenes, abortion, and abuse.
They revolved around the depiction of adolescent relationships and some use of some sexually explicit language in describing that.
That's Highland Park Superintendent Dawson Orr. He says the books are not in the classroom for now, but are still available in district libraries. The books include Song of Solomon by Toni Morrison and The Working Poor, a nonfiction book by David Shipler. Some parents are already organizing to oppose the suspensions. Letty Spicer is concerned.
Expanding beyond your comfort zone in many ways, in a literary sense, that is invaluable. Now, my son and his classmates have effectively lost the first 6 weeks of study.
Three of the seven books were to be taught this school year. Several classes had already started on one book, The Art of Racing in the Rain by Garth Stein. Orr says that sent some teachers scrambling.
The decision to suspend has required teachers to, in essence, adjust their syllabus. I think teachers were well equipped to make that change. It certainly required work and effort on their part.
Groups of parents, teachers, and sometimes students will take a second look at the books. They're called reconsideration committees. They review the books and send their recommendations to school officials, a process that could take months. Options include keeping the book, removing the book, or teaching it in certain classes. The district's decision comes during Banned Books Week. Orr says the timing was purely coincidental. For KERA News, I'm Christina Martinez.